Now, here we're going to do an exercise to begin to shift that posture of helplessness and collapse. If you think of a time, or maybe if you feel some shame about having this pain, because most people do, they do feel some shame that they haven't been able to go on. And a lot of times they hear this from other people. Well, the accident is over. You should be able to get on with your life. But we still feel the pain. We still feel the collapse. And we feel, in addition to that, the shame. So if you think about that shame, I think you'll notice that something begins to happen in your body, that collapse becomes more prevalent, that your shoulders curve forward, that you flex forward, that you have this weakness in your belly. Your spine is curved. You're looking away and down. But also, now feel that strength in your legs that you contacted before. Feel the strength. And pushing up from the legs, just notice if you can begin to come out one little step at a time of the posture of shame and collapse, of collapse and helplessness. And maybe notice vertebra by vertebra how your spine begins to strengthen and lengthen, how the feelings of strength in your legs start moving up into your spine, and how your shoulders begin to move backwards and rest in a more even position. And as you notice this, also see if you can imagine that there's a teeny little cord or rope, a string, that's connected to the top of your head, maybe to a few of your hairs. And that string is pulling you up into the sky. And as you feel your spine elongating, as you feel your head kind of not floating, but kind of moving up into the sky, notice what happened to those feelings of helplessness and collapse. Probably you will have noticed that there was a change, that as you feel the elongation and as you feel the strength, to that degree, the feelings of helplessness and collapse will be diminished. And again, this is something that you can practice any time during the day, because we are always being triggered by certain reminders of our helplessness, or things that people have said to us, or things that we say to ourselves. But whenever this happens, again, notice what's going on physically in your body, where the collapse is in your body, and where the strength is in your body, and just allow just a teeny little bit. It's such a small amount that probably somebody who is watching might not even notice, that you move a little bit into the collapse, and then you move back out into the elongation, the lengthening of your spine, and your head being pulled up from the top, up into the sky. And feel now the balance of that. Not only the strength in your legs, but the strength in your abdomen, the strength in your spine, and the lightness of your head, and really of your whole body. Now, as you experience yourself as lengthened in your spine, as extending upwards, as being gently tugged, gently called upwards into the sky, as you notice that in your body, be curious. What has happened to your feelings of helplessness and collapse and pain? Where have they gone? Remember the idea of contraction and expansion? It's kind of like, okay, you went into that contraction, in this case a collapse, then you came up into the expansion, the extension, and in doing that, the helplessness and the collapse disappears, just the way a closed fist changes into an open hand. Right? You can't be experiencing both at the same time. You either experience the fist or the opened hand. You experience either the shame or the lightness and the elongation and the extension of the body. Let's test out what you just learned. if you think about your shame or collapse, and you notice your body just starting to move just a little bit into that posture, and then you remember the feeling of when your body was just pulled up by that string and it elongated and you felt the strength in your legs, where did the collapse go? Where did the helplessness go? Where did the pain go? And this is something you can use anytime, whenever you feel those feelings of helplessness and collapse, anytime you feel them, you can do this exercise. And I think you'll find as you do this a few times, it actually becomes automatic. And you may even find it curiously impossible to go into the helplessness and the collapse.